Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fairbanks Democratic Representative David Guttenberg is reportedly in good health and back to work at the Capitol after being taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital by paramedics Thursday afternoon. The Fairbanks legislator said in a Sunday newsletter that he was held overnight for observation but was released Friday after all the tests came back negative. Guttenberg said he attended a meeting Sunday morning and had plans to return to the legislature on Monday. House Majority Coalition spokesperson Mike Mason reported that Guttenberg's health emergency was caused by a reaction to a new blood pressure medication that the legislator was taking. Guttenberg was taken from his office by emergency medical staff Thursday afternoon and reached Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau around 3:30 p.m., according to legislative staff. Guttenberg was present during the House floor session this morning. There was a fire at the City of Fairbanks downtown fire station over the weekend. According to a Fairbanks Fire Department post on Facebook, a backup SUV parked in a garage bay suffered an engine fire Saturday night. Staff were out on calls at the time, but a sprinkler system activated and FFD engine from Aurora Station responded with additional help from crews deployed out of the University and Fort Wainwright Fire Departments. FFD says the fire is under investigation, but foul play is not suspected, and that damage was limited to the vehicle and the garage bay. An Alaska skier won a gold medal at the Winter Paralympic Games in South Korea over the weekend. Alaska Public Media reports that 26-year-old Andrew Kirka of Palmer finished first in the men's sitting downhill races in Pyeongchang, South Korea, Friday. These are Kirka's second Paralympics. In Sochi, Russia in 2014, Kirka was injured before the competition began when he crashed and broke his back in a downhill training run. After Friday's gold medal, Kirka won silver Saturday at the Super G event. He's scheduled to compete next in Pyeongchang in the men's Super Combined on Tuesday. In other sports, cross-country skier Kendall Kramer of Fairbanks won a junior national title Friday in Park City, Utah. The West Valley High School sophomore was top in the women's under-16 age class 5-kilometer skate technique race. A University of Alaska Fairbanks skier also won a junior national Friday. Anya Myala, a freshman from Minnesota, bested the field in the women's under-20 age group 10K race. A Fairbanks curler is part of a team that won a U.S. championship Saturday. A USA Curling post says Vicky Persinger and three teammates captured the women's national title Saturday in Fargo, North Dakota. They now move on to compete at World Championships next week in Ontario, Canada. Traditional drumming and singing opened the Tanana Chiefs Conference annual convention this morning in Fairbanks. The convention brings together interior Alaska Native leaders from 42 tribes and villages along the Yukon, Tanana, Koyukuk, and Kuskokwim rivers to discuss and make resolutions about a range of issues from housing to jobs, wellness, and public safety. The convention, which runs through Thursday at the downtown Fairbanks Westmark Hotel, includes addresses from Alaska Native officials, as well as local mayors and Alaska's congressional delegation. Dozens of people in Unalakleet gathered at the community hall last night to celebrate musher Dee Dee John Rowe. Alaska Public Media reports that John Rowe has been a presence in the small coastal town for more than 3 decades, and earlier in the year announced that this would be her last Iditarod. The 64-year-old John Rowe scratched early from this year's race, saying she didn't feel well enough to adequately care for her team. But over the weekend, she flew to Unalakleet, where she has relationships stretching back to her days working on herring boats in the 70s and 80s. A few hours after the first mushers reached town, folks gathered for food and cake, a few speeches, and to present John Rowe with a handmade cusbuck.
People have no idea how wonderful extended family, how good everybody is to each other, and also how you could depend on them. You know, and Unalakleet's been there. I mean, friends and family and stuff have been there for years for me.
Over the years, John Rowe has visited to help with Bible camps and mustered up resources for special needs residents in rural Alaska. The community event was organized by a small group of friends, including Paul Ivanoff, who says there are several reasons so many people admire John Rowe.
Number one, she's a great ambassador for the sport, but I think equally important is she gives back to the community. I could name countless times that she's been to Unalakleet, not for Iditarod, And it's just that kind of giving back that Unalakleet really loves about wonderful people like Didi.
John Rowe has started in 36 Iditarods, finished all but four of them, and placed as high as second place. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.